Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say it's ad-grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Am I on the ear?
Well, what is going down, my friends? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? I am your host, Don Mega, and I welcome you to the show tonight. It's season 16, episode 13, and tonight's show is titled Infinity and Beyond. Of course, Infinity going along with our big movie review of the week, Avengers Infinity War, just breaking records everywhere. We'll get into it here in just a sec. We're broadcasting live here from the Red Dragons Radio Studios on this lovely Sunday, April the 29th. I wanted to get this episode out as soon as possible to get the non-spoiler review of Avengers Infinity War out. And then hopefully I'm cooking up a little something-something for the Am I Still on the Air spoiler review, because we got to break down Infinity War a lot deeper than I'm going to be able to do tonight. But don't worry, if you're listening tonight, it is safe. I will be non-spoiler. And of course, so we got that for you. And then on top of that, the week's worth of entertainment news and TV and movies and the whole nine. You know what it is and why you come here to Am I on the Air. Now, let's jump right into it. I'm not going to waste any more time, man, because this is the biggest thing going on in the entertainment world right now, and that is Avengers Infinity War. This is the culmination of 10 years of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It all started 10 years ago in 2008 with a little film called Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr. Here we are 18 films later, completed, leading into the 19th film of the MCU being Infinity War, basically taking heroes and villains and everything from those 18 movies and putting them together for what is now known forever be as Infinity War. We were introduced to a little villain in the after credit scene at the end of the original Avengers, and we said, oh my god, it's Thanos, he's coming. And we assumed Thanos would be the bad guy in Age of Ultron, but he wasn't. They held off, and we continued to have little Easter eggs and talk about the Infinity Stones. And we were all over the place just continuing to build this drama. And here we are now, 2018, Avengers Infinity War. Basically what you would think would be an impossible task, right? We all the time get antsy when movies are put together and they're like, oh, there's going to be two or three villains in the movie. And everybody's like, that's too much. And here we are with Infinity War, seeing how it's properly done. So many characters, man. You have the original Avengers, like I said, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Hulk. They're there with Black Widow. You have the second round Avengers joining up, right? Like War Machine, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, Vision, the Winter Soldier, all of that. Then on top of that, you have the Guardians of the Galaxy. Then on top of that, you have Doctor Strange. Just coming together to take on the mad titan known as Thanos, played amazingly by Josh Brolin in this film. What can I say non-spoiler wise other than this movie is magnificent? This movie had my jaw on the floor from beginning to end. I've seen it twice now. I saw it opening night in IMAX, and I went again the next day in normal 2D with my wife and my daughter. And, you know, It's crazy, man. On the second viewing, I loved it just as much, and I actually emotionally connected more on the second viewing. There's so much that goes on that I'm just like, wow. And you kind of see certain things coming a little more on the second go-around, that you can see the seeds that have been planted. The story is very simple. You have Thanos coming to collect the Infinity Gems. He wants all six on his gauntlet so he can wipe out humanity. He feels... he's one of these villains that feels like he's doing the right thing, right? We are just overcrowded in the galaxy, and if he snaps his fingers, he'll wipe out half of humanity, and things will be great all across the galaxy. And so basically, you have him, you have his Black Order coming to collect the gems, and this movie picks up literally right where Thor Ragnarok left off in the after credit scene and just goes from there. This movie never slows down. It is just action, 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 action. It's hard to catch your breath. There's so much going on, but basically you get these different segments, and you see it in the trailer, so I'm not giving anything away, but you get, you know, with like Iron Man with Bruce Banner, along with Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. You have that kind of story going on. Then you have Captain America with Black Widow, Scarlet Witch, Falcon, Vision. Then, you know, the Wakanda hooking up with Black Panther. And then you also have Thor meeting up with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Thor breaking off with Rocket and Groot to go do another mission. And basically just trying to figure out how to come together and beat Thanos and stop him before he collects all six Infinity Gems. Wow. That's all I'll say about it. I always go back to just, wow, man, I was wowed by this movie. You know, the cool thing was, is my wife is very, very, after a movie, she's just very blah about her opinions, and she just usually gives me the, yeah, it was good, you know, and that's about it, right? When we left Infinity War yesterday, she was like, all right, I'll admit it, that was a damn good movie, that was really, really good. And I was like, oh wow, you really liked it, okay, cool. So I actually got more of an emotion out of her. My daughter was thrilled just seeing all of these superheroes from all these individual films being on the screen together. It's just so fantastic, man. I mean, if you've been invested into the MCU and you've been along this journey for 10 years, seeing it come together pays off more than you ever could have imagined, because you have so much connection to all of these characters, and there's so many interactions that we're seeing people talk to each other for the first time in the MCU, and it's just, it's something to really enjoy, and I can't wait to see it again. I will definitely go see this thing again. It is something that is to be awe-inspired on the big screen. You have to see it on the big screen. If you're thinking like, oh, just wait till it comes out, don't do that. Please go see it. And it sounds like most people are seeing it, because as of today, it has officially become the biggest opening movie of all time. It has broke the Star Wars Force Awakens record domestically. Star Wars Force Awakens was the number one biggest debut ever with $247 million. It looks like Infinity War is going to pull in $250 or more. So congratulations, breaking the domestic record, which I'm so thrilled about, man. $250 million just in the U.S. alone in 3 days. And then overseas, it has made another $350 million or so over there, and it hasn't even opened in China yet. So combined worldwide, the previous worldwide record holder was Fast and Furious, I believe. It might have even been Fate of the Furious, but maybe it was 7. One of the Fast and Furious films was the biggest worldwide opener with around $550 million. Infinity War is sitting at about $650 million worldwide, so it has broken that record as well. So biggest worldwide opening, biggest domestic opening. Wow. This movie has already made over $650 million in basically 3 days, which is more than many, many other movies in their entire run will ever dream to make. It's incredible to see what this movie's pulling in financially, and like I said, it's because people have already gone back to see it multiple times, and there's no doubt, there's nothing really big coming out next weekend, I'll probably go see it again, why not, right? So I'm very, very excited, and woo, man, I'm so pumped. I cannot wait to do the spoiler review. Guys, please keep an eye out on my feed, keep an eye out on my page, on my Twitter. When you see that spoiler review drop, make sure you check it out. I might even do 2 spoiler reviews. I'm working with a couple different people on trying to get something together, and this movie's big enough to put a couple different conversations together over, so definitely keep an eye out for the Am I Still in the Air Avengers Infinity War spoiler review, because I can't wait to dive into this thing and let you know my full thoughts. But of course, as it stands right now, non-spoiler, like I said, amazing, epic, thrill ride, go see it. 5 out of 5 Don Megas, 5 out of 5 stars, baby. You got to see this film. It is going to be the biggest movie of the year, biggest movie of the summer. We are here, baby. It is time, and it's time for that Infinity War. All right, before I get over to the news, you know, the cool thing I did, and I announced this at the end of the last podcast, was that, you know, I'm always shouting out Stardust, right? Shout out to my crew at Stardust. They are an app that you download on your smartphone or tablet where you can watch mini 30-second movie reviews. I try to get as much on there as I possibly can, trailer reviews, TV reviews, movie reviews, and I wanted to do something special with Stardust this past week. So building up to Infinity War, I did the MCU countdown. So if you go to my Stardust page, just look me up. I'm under Don Mega on Stardust. And every day last week, I started counting down. I did 5 movies a day up until the last day, and then did the final 3. So the 18 films of the MCU, I counted down going through my MCU list. So if you're interested to see where your favorite movie fell on my list, definitely check out my countdown. I did retweet all the videos on our Am I on the Air Twitter page, so it's available to find on Twitter, but I highly recommend you get Stardust, and then you can follow me, and you can see all these cool little things that I try to do on there to keep it fresh. So look for my MCU countdown. It was a lot of fun to do. 18 films counted down to number one on there, and maybe we have a new number one after this past weekend. It very well could be. I plan to do a YouTube video on our YouTube channel. Just search Am I on the Air once again. YouTube.com/AmIOnTheAir. And I want to do an MCU countdown on the YouTube channel. And I will include Infinity War on that one. All right. So with that all being said, let's get on over to the news of the week. We got a cool short week here to just get you caught up on. Kicking things off, man, right after we did last week's episode, of course, because things always love to drop after I've done a new episode, right? There was this leaked footage of what Venom looked like in the new Venom movie. So, speaking of Stardust, I did a Stardust video talking about that leaked footage. And then about 2 hours after that, Sony released the official trailer. That's right, I guess they were saying, we don't want this leaked footage out there, man. It looks kind of crappy, so let's put the real thing out. And they released the official trailer. Now, we, of course, had that teaser trailer before, but now we had the official one. And in the end of the trailer, you do get to see Tom Hardy's Eddie Brock turn into Venom, and it was pretty cool. I'm not 100% sold on the suit. It still looked a little Spider-Man 3 to me. I need to see more, and I know they're still working on the CG for that thing, so I'll let them continue to do their thing. I am looking forward to the movie, though. This did get me more excited than that little teaser trailer. They also dropped a really cool poster for Venom as well, which is very creepy. And we posted that up on our Instagram page and some of the other social media. So if you're on Instagram, follow Am I on the Air so you can check out all cool stuff like this poster. All right, but check out that Venom trailer if you haven't. Like I said, amiontheair.com. Check out the trailers tab and you can see all this really cool stuff there. All right, let's see what else we got here. I'm kind of going through my reactions here from the MCU countdown of Stardust. Got past some of this stuff here. Everything Wrong with Time, of course, you know, in preparation for Infinity War. We got Everything Wrong with Thor Ragnarok in 15 minutes. We got an honest trailer for The Incredible Hulk. So that was a pretty cool drop right there. Jason Statham says that The Meg will get a sequel if the giant shark movie hooks the public. Now, that seems to be pretty common sense there, Jason Statham. If a movie does good, it usually gets a sequel. If it doesn't, it won't. But it is cool to see that, I mean, they are thinking forward at making this a franchise. So, why not, right? Paula Patton, congratulations. She's been cast to play a villain in Stephanie Meyer's new adaptation of her book The Rook, and it's coming to the Stars Network. It'll be a supernatural spy thriller, and it should start airing on Stars next year. Kevin Feige talks a little bit about Namor and the complicated rights issue that goes around him. I don't know why it's so complicated on Namor. Supposedly Universal Pictures owns the rights to him, and it's just like so impossible for them to do something. I've always been under the assumption that if a studio does not do something with their rights in a certain amount of time, the rights will default back to Marvel. Well, Universal has had these rights to Namor for many, 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 many years, and I've never seen the rights revert back, so I don't know why they get to keep it forever without doing anything. I mean, but I guess it's above my pay grade, right? Studio 8 and Black Mask are set to adapt a new black superhero comic book series over on the big screen. Avatar is set to be a generational story, much like the Godfather trilogy. That's right. All the next three movies he's filming back-to-back will be kind of like coming of ages and kind of go through the different generations of the Na'vi. So we'll see how that all comes out. There's a pretty cool interview up with Martin Freeman talking about ghost stories and his continued role as Everett Ross in the MCU. Sam Rockwell is going to be joining Scarlett Johansson in Taika Waititi's upcoming film, Jojo Rabbit. That's a great addition right there. You know, last week we had the unfortunate news of talking about Ash vs. Evil Dead getting canceled. That sucks. And now Bruce Campbell says he is retired from playing Ash. He's too much of an emotional roller coaster playing that character and then losing it and then playing it and then losing it. You know, the crew is pretty bummed out that it got canceled. I'm bummed out. I'm a big fan of this show, and tonight was just supposed to be a season finale, and now it's a series finale. And you know what? I hate series finales that are not planned to be series finales, because you know it's not going to end on a very closed book note that I can put this chapter aside. So it is unfortunate, but you know, hey, I understand where Bruce Campbell's coming from, saying that he is retired from playing Ash. Goosebumps sequel, it gets an official title, and it will become it'll be called Haunted Halloween. That's right, Goosebumps Haunted Halloween. It's official. Christmas 2019 is going to be set aside for the Jumanji sequel. And at this point, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has signed on to return. No word yet on Kevin Hart, Jack Black, or Karen Gillan. I would assume the whole team would come back, but right now only The Rock has signed on. So, but yeah, Christmas 2019, we look to be getting that one there. So no shocker there, as Jumanji is Sony's biggest movie ever. Let's see here. IMAX revealed the new Deadpool 2 poster, which is pretty cute. Once again, it's up on our Instagram. Joss Whedon says it was a little heartbreaking to leave the Batgirl movie. He says he had a lot of cool ideas that just could not bring to fruition. It is a bummer, man, that he had to step away from that. Let's see here. Of course, we have everything coming and going to Netflix in May. The Big Hero 6 TV series is launching on June 9th over on the Disney Channel. So that's pretty cool there. Big Hero 6, the animated series. Sony's platform Crackle is adapting Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness for a TV show, which is set in the future where Earth... it's a sci-fi series that they're going to be working on over there based on the novel by Joseph Conrad. We got the new poster for Hotel Artemis, which I'm super stoked on this movie, man. I can't wait to see this name. No guns, no cops, no killing other patients. That's right, Hotel Artemis. Amazon's Jack Ryan TV series starring John Krasinski gets an early season 2 renewal. That's right, season 1 has not even aired yet, and they've already locked him up for season 2. My feeling surrounding this is that with the success of A Quiet Place and them already wanting to do a sequel and him wanting to go on to direct, I think Amazon was kind of put in a boat where they said, if we don't sign him now, there's a good chance that he's going to be too busy to do a second season if we want him to do. So let's go ahead and lock it in now. That's my understanding here. And that's the only thing I can think of why sometimes studios jump ahead, especially Amazon, because they're so gun-shy to do new shows, renew, all that kind of stuff. They hesitate a lot. And for them to pull the trigger on this before season one even airs, I feel it's because John is going to become a hotter commodity out there, and they're going to want to hold on to him. So just my two cents. Crackle, going back to Crackle again, man, they're trying to step up their game, get with that Netflix money. Crackle's most watched series, The Oath, has been renewed for a second season. So congratulations over there for 50 Cent show, The Oath. Netflix reveals Sense8 series finale premiere. The series finale of Sense8 will air on June 8th. You know, we were talking about with Ash vs. Evil Dead how shows, you know, get canceled and they don't get to properly end. That's what happened with Sense8. Netflix canceled it and people just raised a ruckus on how the hell are you going to cancel this show and not give us a proper ending. So they're giving them this little 2-hour kind of mini movie to wrap things up, and that's pretty cool, man. I like that they're giving them that option. Going back to Crackle, once again, they're on a roll as Snatch, the TV series, is going to be returning for another season, and it returns in September. So look for the next season of Snatch in September. Now, if you watch that new Venom trailer, you heard that Venom's got an inside voice. Hello there, Brock. Let's do what we want to do. And it's been confirmed that Tom Hardy actually does that other voice. So Tom Hardy voices both Eddie Brock and Venom in the movie. So that's pretty cool there. I really like that. Let's see here. Netflix orders Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City series. Whew, that's right. It's a 10-part original limited series order for Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City. Expected to start production later this year. There you go. Mark Wahlberg got another movie coming out. He's ready for action. The new film, Mile 22. We have the first poster up for that, and the trailer should be coming here later this week. It's slated for release on August 3rd of this year. Damon Lindelof says, do not expect HBO's Watchmen to be a direct adaptation. They're going to need the room and space to do their own thing. So I like that very much. Megan Fox is going to be coming back for TV. That's right. Travel Channel has given the green light to Mysteries and Myths with Megan Fox. Yes. So love me some Megan Fox. So that will be coming to the Travel Channel. Anton Fuqua talks potential for a Morbius the Living Vampire and Blade revival. That's right. Interesting that this would come from Anton Fuqua. So a little article there up with him that came from CinemaCon. Allison Janney and Jim Gaffigan have joined Amazon's new show Troop Zero alongside Viola Davis. Very interesting there. We got an article up with Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson talking about their new Men in Black reboot. So check that out if you're interested. Hulu, of course, has a lot of their own original series, and they have canceled The Path. Yes, The Path, starring Aaron Paul, has already been on for 2 seasons. A third season is airing, but it will not be back after the third season. So the fourth and on has been canceled. So will not be returning for a fourth season on the streaming service. Hulu has canceled The Path after 3 seasons. Ana de Armas, so gorgeous as well, has joined Danny Boyle and Richard Curtis, their new music-themed comedy that's coming next year. Over at CinemaCon, DC, they did a little intro sizzle reel showing off some Aquaman footage, some Shazam stuff, and talked a little Wonder Woman 2. Patty Jenkins did confirm that Wonder Woman 2 will take place in the 80s. Now, this was a rumor a long time ago, but now we know for sure it does take place in the 80s. So there you go. It'll happen before Justice League. And there's a cool breakdown on the Aquaman trailer that they showed. It will probably still be a bit before we see it, as James Wan is still being a little picky on his special effects. He wants everything to be 110% before he shows it to us. But I hear great things. Supposedly the CinemaCon crowd loved the Aquaman trailer that they showed. So that's very, very cool. Yeah, buddy. I can't wait for Aquaman. Comes out later this year in December. All right, and then some news I didn't really expect. Walking Dead's Lauren Cohen is returning for next season. Yes, there was a lot of rumors going around saying, you know, about how her pay wasn't equal and she was pissed, and she went out and she got a pilot doing another sitcom on one of the major primetime networks, and that she wasn't going to return for season 9. Well, maybe she got that raise, because it is official, she is returning for season 9. So I know a lot of people are excited that she's coming back. Simpsons star Hank Azaria says that he is willing to step aside from Apu in the wake of the recent controversy that's been hitting The Simpsons. So, very nice of Hank to say, hey, man, if this is going to cause that much controversy, I will step aside. We have the next new trailer for Smallfoot, which is the new animated film starring Channing Tatum and Zendaya. We have the first trailer for The Tale, which is Laura Dern's new HBO drama that's coming. Hulu is developing Bret Easton Ellis's Less Than Zero. That's right. They're developing a TV adaptation of Bret Easton Ellis's debut novel, Less Than Zero. So, you know, Hulu, man, trying to step their game up as well. I'm excited about this. Double Dare, baby. Double Dare is returning to Nickelodeon with new episodes. I loved Double Dare when I was a kid, man. So that is pretty awesome right there. Hey, this is really cool. You know, there's a new Spider-Man game coming out for the PS4 later this year. And if you pre-order, you will be able to unlock instant access to the Spidey suit pack. And they have announced that the Iron Spider suit from Avengers Infinity War will be in the video game, and it looks beautiful. So I am very, very excited about this. I will be pre-ordering this damn game because that is awesome. We have the official trailer for Netflix's Dear White People Volume 2, so check that out. George R.R. Martin confirms The Winds of Winter is not coming this year. That's right, it is not coming out in 2018. Over at CinemaCon, they announced that The Minions will be back. That's right, summer of 2020, another Minions film will hit. Another Sing movie is in early pre-production, and two more original Illumination movies are in development. The Kim Possible live-action movie is moving forward, and it's found its new Kim Possible and Ron Stoppable. I don't know their names, I apologize, but they're two kids, obviously, playing in this live-action. The Secret Life of Pets 2 has added Harrison Ford. That's right, Harrison Ford making his voice-animated feature film role debut. Patton Oswalt and Tiffany Haddish have all joined the cast of Secret Life of Pets 2, which is pretty awesome. Amy Adams will star in The Woman in the Window, and it will be directed by Joe Wright. Hugh Jackman, Zoe Saldana, and Zach Galifianakis will voice the next Leica Studios feature film. So no title has been given yet. We know it'll be made by Leica, and those are the stars that are coming to it. The first details and trailer for Glass debuted over at CinemaCon. Remember, that's M. Night Shyamalan's next film, which is a mix of Unbreakable and Split. So check that out if you're interested. Forest Whitaker is set to star in a new crime drama called Godfather of Harlem, which is coming to the Epix channel. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, the opening and story details have been released from CinemaCon, so check that out if you are interested. Let's see here. Sorry, I'm going through my notes. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Topher Grace! Yeah, speaking of Spider-Man 3's Venom, Topher Grace is playing former KKK leader David Duke in the new Spike Lee film, Black Klansman, but it's Black Klansman with three K's in the middle. Very, very cool. Adam Driver also will co-star in that. Early Stephen King novel, The Long Walk, is in development over at New Line Cinema. So, you know, after the success of It, they are trying hard to get all these Stephen King movies going forward. It was officially announced at CinemaCon as well that they are moving forward with a Quiet Place sequel being developed with John Krasinski, and it will be coming from Paramount Pictures once again. G.I. Joe, Micronauts, and Dungeons & Dragons are being developed right now. That came from CinemaCon as well. Along with John Wick Chapter 3, they broke down the initial synopsis for that film as well. So check that out if you are interested. July 2020, we'll see the sequel come for the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. It'll be called SpongeBob SquarePants. It's a Wonderful Sponge. July 2020. HBO freshman drama Here and Now has been canceled. It will not be back for a second season. J.J. Abrams says that a true Cloverfield sequel is happening. That's right. You know, we were told that later this year there's a movie coming out called Overlord that will be the next Cloverfield film that was going to get a new title. It'll be the next Cloverfield film. Well, at CinemaCon, J.J. Abrams sent in a message and they showed a first look at Overlord. It sounds like great things. People are excited about it. It tells the story of some paratroopers that jump in on D-Day and find themselves trapped in a Nazi experiment building where they encounter all manner of zombie-like experiments. And they said it's like a grindhouse horror flick. But J.J. Abrams says that Overlord is not a Cloverfield film, and that they are developing a proper sequel to the original film. But he does call Overlord a batshit crazy film, and it'll be Bad Robot's first R-rated film. So, exciting stuff about Overlord. Cool that it's not a Cloverfield film. I'm very excited that they're talking about making a true sequel to the original, because I want to know what happened to that damn monster, man. A lot more. CinemaCon, they also showed the first look over at the Bumblebee spinoff. Let's see here. They also announced that two Star Trek films are in development. So that's pretty cool there. What I'm assuming is Star Trek 4 with Chris Pine, and probably the Quentin Tarantino one that he's working on over there. But the Paramount CEO also confirmed that, yes, two Star Trek films are in the works. Aardman, Aardman Animations is developing a Chicken Run sequel. So the first film was released in 2000, but they are working on the sequel. Disney's next animated series for Star Wars has officially been titled Star Wars Resistance, and it'll be set in the time frame before The Force Awakens. Very cool there. John Wick Chapter 3 comes out summer 2019. Love that. Netflix has ordered three new projects from comedian Gabriel Iglesias. You know, Fluffy. Hey, it's Fluffy. Including three new projects, including a comedy series and two stand-up specials. Very cool. The Predator plot synopsis teases genetically modified predators. That's right. So CinemaCon showed the first teaser for this one with some information. Excuse me. God, man, it comes out of nowhere sometimes. Let's see here. What else we got? Naomi Watts and Sophia Lillis are set to lead Claire McCarthy's Burning season. Warner Brothers has released the new poster for Tag. I can't wait to see Tag, man. Opens up on June 15th. Looks so funny. Kevin Costner, you can watch him in the official trailer for Yellowstone, premiering on June 20th over on the Paramount Network. We have the second official trailer for Uncle Drew. Harry Potter stars Tom Felton and Natalia Tina have joined the new YouTube Red series Origin that will be directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. It's a sci-fi thriller series called Origin. Congratulations to Colin Jost and Michael Shea. You know them from Weekend Update over on SNL. They have been signed on and are set to host the 70th annual Primetime Emmy Awards. So that is very, very cool there. Star Trek Discovery Season 2. There's a little preview that they released, we posted, and it reveals the new Enterprise uniforms. Billions has been renewed for a fourth season over on Showtime. That's pretty awesome there. Fox. Yes, 20th Century Fox has tapped Kino's Control movie. Yeah, for the studio's upcoming Choose Your Own Adventure movie. I don't know how the hell they plan to do a Choose Your Own Adventure movie without us being interactive and able to vote on things. This is something I feel should be in the virtual reality kind of world. But hey, we'll see how it comes out, right? Battlestar Galactica star Katie Sackhoff heads back to space in Netflix's new sci-fi drama. That's right, she's set to star in a new sci-fi drama series called Another Life. That'll be coming soon to Netflix. It'll be a 10-episode order. Paramount Pictures has signed S.J. Clarkson as the first female director in Star Trek history for the fourth Star Trek film. That's right. So she will take on directing duties for the fourth film in the Star Trek saga with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana, and all them. So that's pretty cool there. Congratulations to S.J. Clarkson. The King Killer Chronicles series is being developed over at Lionsgate with director Sam Raimi at the helm and Lin-Manuel Miranda on music. That's awesome. CBS will bring Celebrity Undercover Boss to life. That is correct. Following 8 seasons of the reality show, CBS will release a Celebrity Undercover Boss this summer. You know, they did a version of this last year with Man, what's his name? Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish. No, that's not Darius, right? Darius McCrary, or it was really cool to see him undercover on that show, so I liked it. We have the new trailer for Kin, which is a new sci-fi movie starring James Franco, Zoe Kravitz. Looks really cool. I actually didn't get a chance to watch this trailer when it came out, but saw it play before Avengers a couple days ago, and I really thought it was a cool trailer. Amazon Prime is raising its prices once again. It'll be $119 a year. Woo! That's a lot. Deadpool 2, some estimates are starting to roll in, and they're saying it's going to make at least $150 million in its debut. That's big time. It's more than the first movie, and I love it. It comes out May 18th. Looking very forward to it. Let's see here as we get into the nitty-gritty. Let me see. Sorry. Don't want to repeat nothing. All right. We have the first official trailer for Whitney, which is the Whitney Houston documentary that's coming out. So you can check that out. Colin Firth and Julie Walters will star in an adaptation of The Secret Garden. Ralph Fiennes is set to star in Chris Addison's Hallelujah. Very cool there. Avengers Infinity War started breaking records on Thursday with its preview night, and it broke all records from previous Marvel movies. So the biggest Thursday night opening ever for Marvel films. Brought in $39 million just on the Thursday night. Guillermo del Toro will write and produce Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, which is pretty awesome. Deadpool 2's X-Force team introduced by Peter W. That's right, Peter is really cool in the trailer. I don't want to give away too much, but if you follow him on Twitter and watch the little videos he's posting, he introduces some of the X-Force team members you'll find in Deadpool 2. Overall, Infinity War was the fourth biggest opening for Thursday night previews. It made $39 million, which was fourth place. Third place was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, which made 43.5. Number 2 was Star Wars The Last Jedi with 45. And number 1 was Star Wars The Force Awakens with 57 million. So, very cool there. That's the preview night debuts. Third Annabelle movie is in the works, with director Gary Dauberman set to direct. So, yeah, that second Annabelle movie made a lot of money, so they're definitely moving forward there. It will be out July 3rd, 2019, so they're going to get moving quick because it comes out next year. Michelle Pfeiffer is in talks to join Maleficent 2, so that's pretty cool there. Will Arnett is voicing Slade Wilson, aka Deathstroke, in the Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Can't wait to see that. My daughter has gotten so into Teen Titans lately, and she is so excited there's a movie coming out this summer. Very awesome. Then Avengers Infinity War went on to Friday, opening up with $106 million just on Friday. 106. That is crazy. The second largest first day ever behind Force Awakens. Just nuts. The Tremors TV series is not moving forward over at the Sci-Fi Network. That is right. They have taken a pass. I do have up on Stardust my non-spoiler and spoiler quick Stardust reviews for Infinity War as well, so you can check those out if you're interested on hearing a little bit of my spoiler excitement there. It's pretty cool seeing all the congratulations. The Rock put out a congratulations for Avengers. Ryan Reynolds tweeted out a really cool congratulations to the Avengers team this morning. I love it. I love it. I love the camaraderie between the comic book genre. All right, we have a pretty cool article up that talks about Infinity War, what you need to know about Hawkeye, Ant-Man, and Valkyrie. Gets into a little bit of the characters that you won't see in Infinity War, so check that out and get a little bit of insight. Along with another article up with 27 Easter eggs and references that was caught in Infinity War. Like I said, Infinity War debuts to a record $630 million worldwide, the highest global opening weekend of all time, and the highest domestic opening ever with $250 mil. Just insane. Insane. And that's your news, man. Like I said, we got through it hella quick because that's what we do here. is, you know, when we can keep the show to a one-week span, it's not that hard to get through a week's worth of news. It's when we skip a week, then we got to play all that catch-up. So let's talk full box office and release dates. So this Tuesday on Blu-ray and DVD will be 12 Strong, Peter Rabbit, and Winchester. Now, I really recommend 12 Strong. Great movie featuring Thor, Chris Hemsworth. I already got 12 Strong on digital. Very, very solid movie. Peter Rabbit, fun movie, especially for the kids. I already got this one on digital as well. So if you got kids, definitely check out Peter Rabbit. I've heard nothing but horrible things about Winchester, so I won't get into that one. In theaters this Friday is going to be Overboard, Tully, and Bad Samaritan. So that means nothing really much. And Avengers Infinity War will go and make another $100 million next weekend. Let's talk box office. Number 10 is Traffic with 1.6 mil. Number 9 is Ready Player One with 2.4 mil. Number 8 is Blockers with 2.9. Number 7 is Truth or Dare with 3.2. Number 6 is Super Troopers 2 with 3.6. Number 5 is Black Panther with 4.4. Nice to see Black Panther get a bump from Infinity War, man, coming back into the top 5 after it's been out since February. Black Panther, 4.4 mil. Number 4, Rampage with 7.1. Number 3, I Feel Pretty with 8.1. Number 2, A Quiet Place with 10.7. And number 1, Avengers Infinity War with $250 million. What a difference, right? Number 1 is 250 mil. Second place movie, 10 million. So only a $240 million difference between first place and second place. That is insane. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for us here today. A nice 40-minute episode. How sweet it is. Thank you so much for catching up with me on all your entertainment news. Thank you for listening to some reviews and following me on Stardust and everything else that your heart desires. I appreciate you as always, and thank you so much as always. Remember, you can our official webpage is amiontheair.com, so make sure you bookmark that and check it out and everything it has to offer. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. Follow me directly on Twitter at @dxdonmega. Like I said, you can follow me on Stardust at simply Don Mega, DonMega. We are available to find now not only on our official webpage, but iTunes, if that's your thing. That seems to be most people find us on iTunes. So we are available. Download, rate, and subscribe. I always ask you guys to please leave a little review, a little comment. It would really help us out. So if you do that on iTunes, I would love it. But yes, we are on iTunes. We are also available to stream on Spotify. That's my favorite, man. Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Stitcher. We're on Spreaker. We're on TuneIn. Yes, we're all over the interwebs. And, of course, Google Play Music as well. So, Google phones, iPhones, it don't matter. We're all over the place. And Spotify, iHeartRadio will get you everywhere. But, yeah, we're available. Just find us. Type in Am I on the Air and you'll see us pop up. And, of course, we're available on our great affiliate website, RedDragonsRadio.com, where we stream all the time on demand, along with a lot of other great podcasts out there. Follow us on Instagram, at Am I on the Air. And I think that'll about do it for us. Like I said, it is April the 29th. Thank you so much for listening to this new episode. Have a great week. I hope you go out and enjoy Infinity War. I will see it again. And like I said, keep an eye out for that spoiler review. Gotta get it done. Hopefully I want to get it done tonight, and then I'll post it up in the next couple days. I will be going out of town for the week for work, but I am working on getting this together and getting it up and running for you guys, because I know people are anxious to hear those full thoughts, spoiler filled, on Infinity War. So let's get to it. We won't let that one slide past us like we have done in the past, unfortunately. So, but it's summertime. Let's get it rocking and rolling. Am I still on the air? Coming soon. And yeah, take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Red Dragons.
Red Dragons.